Right. Now, I'm just going to quickly ask Jesus to make sure that we understand this story properly, okay? Lord Jesus, please open our minds and hearts so that we understand what you're trying to teach us in what we've just heard. We ask this in your name. Amen. So, we've just seen this demonstration, haven't we? And we had two houses. One was built on firm, solid ground, and the other one was built on shaky ground. Now, if you were building a house, which sort of ground would you choose? The firm one or the shaky one?
Shaky.
Well, do you know what? Some of us do choose to build on shaky ground. That is very right. Now, when you build a house, you have to have a foundation. When you build any sort of building, you have to have a foundation. Now, this church has a very, very deep foundation. Because if you don't have a foundation, then the building collapses. And it has to be on firm ground. So what's a foundation? A foundation is something that goes down really deep. These are the two builders. A foundation goes down really deep in the ground, and sometimes it's hidden, and it's load-bearing. And just before this scripture that was read, Jesus was talking to a group of people, and he was telling them the importance of building on a solid foundation. And he was saying to them, be careful how you live and what you build on, because it's very important to have a good foundation. And then Jesus is so kind, you see, he then goes on and tells a story so that we understand what he's trying to say to us, to make it very clear. So there were these two builders. Now, they don't look like, much like builders there, I know, but this was a long time ago. Perhaps builders look different then. And they both decided they'd build a house. This man here decided he'd build on the rock. This man on the other side decided he was going to build on the sand. So if we have the next slide. There he is. He finds this great big rock and he thinks, right, this is where I'm going to build. And the other man finds a patch of sand and decides he's going to build there. Now, these two men, you know, were very similar. They were both builders. They were both doing a good work. They both wanted to build a house. And maybe they both thought they were in the kingdom of heaven doing a good work. But there was a big difference. Because one was building on the rock and the other was building on the sand. Now, the man building on the sand probably got his house up a lot quicker, because actually it's a bit easier than toiling away than like that man on the other side. So he started to build his house and he got it up quite quickly. And if we go to the next slide, we find he finished. So there he is. He's probably in that house. He's looking at the man building on the rock and he's thinking, oh, silly man, wonder why he didn't build on the sand, because I'm finished. I can sit here now and enjoy myself while you're still working hard. But we have to remember that it was sunny when he built his house. And in the next slide, it starts to rain. And it pours and it thunders and there's lightning. And the man in the house on the rock is looking out thinking, well, I'm safe and secure. Whereas the other man is in trouble, isn't he? The water's coming up and his house is beginning to collapse. Yeah, and on the next one, oh no. This man's house has collapsed completely and he's in big trouble. But this man that built on the rock is safe and secure. Yeah, now what is Jesus trying to tell us by telling us this story? Jesus is saying, I am like the rock. And if you trust me, I will never let you down. If we invite Jesus into our lives and trust him, he'll never let us down, whatever happens. Now, why does Jesus say he's like the rock? Why do you think Jesus says he's like the rock? What's a rock like? Yeah? Yeah? Yeah, it's firm, isn't it? And stable and strong. Yeah. So if we go on to the next slide. Jesus says he's our rock because he's strong, stable, unchanging. He gives us shelter and protection, and he's everlasting. You see, a rock is strong. We can shelter under it, can't we? We can get protection. And the wonderful thing about Jesus is that you can go to him with any problem that you've got, any difficulty. And in this world that's sometimes a bit shaky, he's stable. He's unchanging. And the wonderful thing about Jesus is that he doesn't just help us in this life, but he looks after us after death as well. And we're told in the Bible that Jesus is the rock of salvation. And what does salvation mean? It means he's a saviour and he keeps us safe. And it's through Jesus that we can enter the kingdom of heaven. And he doesn't just look after us here during this life, but he also looks after us after death. But there's a big question here. And the big question is, what's your foundation? Oh, my goodness, Mina, what are you doing? Stop. What are you doing? What are you doing? What do you think you are? An aeroplane? No. Mina, no. What makes you think you're an aeroplane?
Didn't you hear me?
No, Mina.
And I've got these nifty navigation lights. And look at this fully awesome runway. I'm an aeroplane!
Mina, look. That is a church aisle.
Runway?
No, I'm sorry. Now listen, this is a big disappointment, I know. But just because you've got nifty lights and make a noise like an aeroplane and come down there, doesn't mean you're an aeroplane.
No?
No, I'm sorry. That doesn't make you an aeroplane. Oh dear, poor Mina. Now, where were we with my story before she interrupted? I know, we were saying the important thing is, do we know Jesus as our rock? Do we know him as our firm foundation? Oh, no. Here she comes again. Mina, what are you doing now? Mina, what are you doing? What do you think you are?
I'm a kitty cat.
Oh, Mina, stop that. Now, what makes you think you're a kitty cat? Mina, now listen. Just because you can meow, and just because you've got hair...
Fur.
Just because you've got hair, and just because you love sleeping in the sun, I'm afraid that doesn't make you a cat.
Really?
I'm sorry, no, it doesn't make you a cat. Oh dear. First an aeroplane, she thinks she's an aeroplane, then she thinks she's a cat. Now, where were we? Ah, yes. We were saying that we must make sure that we have Jesus as the foundation of our life. And the important thing is, do we know him? Oh, no, here she comes again. Oh, no. Help. Mina. Now, what are you now?
Bless you, sweet sister, I'm a Christian.
Mina, now what makes you think you're a Christian?
Well, that's simple. Look, here's my Bible. Very regularly. I even highlight verses. I go to church every Sunday. And you should hear me sing.
Now, listen, just because you've got a Bible and just because you go to church on Sunday...
Every Sunday.
Just because you go to church every Sunday, I'm afraid that doesn't make you a Christian.
No, it does. Are you sure?
No, I'm absolutely sure, yeah.
Oh, but there's another thing. I do all these amazing good works. Look, I've got a list.
Look, Mina, I'm afraid... I'm afraid Well, how can I tell you this? I mean, it is a good thing to do good works, but I'm afraid that still doesn't actually make you a Christian.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely sure. Here, look. Now, look at this verse that's coming up here now. The thing is, it's by grace that you're saved. It's because of what Jesus has done, not because of what you've done that makes you a Christian.
But what about all these good works?
Well, the thing is,
they're important.
When you become a Christian, you find that you love Jesus and your heart is filled with love, and therefore you want to do good works. But it's not the good works that save you and get you into the kingdom of heaven. You see this next verse that goes on, it says we are created to do good works, but it's not that that gets you into the kingdom of heaven. It's not that that gets you to meet with Jesus.
But what else must I do? I'm doing all these things and my list is really long. What else must I do then?
Well, there's nothing for you to do except trust in what Jesus has already done. You see, if on this next slide we'll see that God loves you so much, but sin has spoiled you. You see, you've done bad things, and if we do these bad things, we can't get into the kingdom of heaven. But Jesus died on the cross for you to take away all that stain of sin. So all you now have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus and accept what he's done for you. And then you'll be saved. You can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
How do I do that? I really, really want to have that. How do I do that? How do I be a Christian?
Well, you tell him that that's what you want. And you invite him into your life.
Just like that?
Yeah, just like that.
I want that. I want that very much, Margaret.
Well, come on. Let's pray together. And then you can have that wonderful gift. Right, now Mina and I are just going to pray these words that come up on the screen. And if there's anybody here that maybe doesn't know Jesus as their own personal saviour, as their firm foundation, you might want to say it with us too, either out loud or in your heart. Come on, let's say it together. Lord Jesus Christ, I'm sorry for the things I've done wrong in my life. Please forgive me. I now turn from everything that I know is wrong. Thank you for your great love. Thank you that you died on the cross for me so that I could be forgiven and enter the kingdom of heaven. I want to trust you, Lord Jesus, and build my life on you as a firm foundation. Please come into my life by your Holy Spirit to be with me forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Is that
Amen.
It?
Amen. That's it. And now all the angels in heaven are rejoicing. Okay, if you'd like to go back to your seats now, children, we're just going to pray and then we're going to continue. Father God, I just ask that those words might be true for each person here today, that each of us might know you, Lord Jesus, as the firm foundation of our life, one who we can lean on, one who we can trust, not just through this life, but into everlasting life too. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done for us. And we praise you this morning in your precious name. Amen.